Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom leads to a sobering call to action. Then a missions team in Bangladesh seeks to build up the persecuted church. We'll share that story in just a few moments. But first, do you think of religious freedom as a life or death issue? According to a new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, sometimes it literally is. USERF's 2025 list of countries to watch for religious freedom issues correlates strongly with a new list of the top nations where mass killings are most likely to occur. When Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA saw that report, he immediately thought of a recent attack in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Dozens of Christians were killed by ISIS allies while at a prayer vigil.
And then to see a report that, wait a minute, genocide and mass killing seems to be more likely in places where religious freedom is not respected, where religious freedom is not protected. And when you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense.
Chad is the country most likely to have a mass killing outbreak. Boko Haram and ISIS West Africa are active there. That highlights another dynamic.
It's not necessarily a government action that is putting the risk of mass killing, the risk of genocide in place. It is actually terrorist activity.
All this underscores the gravity of the U.S. State Department's 2025 International Religious Freedom Report. That upcoming report will show where the new U.S. administration will seek to advance religious freedom. Let these matters move you to prayer for the persecuted church and then to civic advocacy on their behalf. Also, many believing Iranians seek refuge outside of Iran, but few realize their suffering continues. Robert Duncan from Middle East Concerns says,
"But often, if the persecution is severe, they don't have a lot of time to prepare."
That lack of preparation means no time to apply for a proper visa. Plus, if they've been arrested for their faith and forced to pay bail, it often comes at the cost of losing property.
And that means that they don't have a lot of financial resources yet to leave the country or to set up life anywhere else.
Most flee to Turkey, Armenia, or Georgia, where new challenges await. Their first hurdle is legalizing their stay, often through an asylum claim.
But they also have to demonstrate that it isn't safe for them to return again, and that if they were to go back to Iran, they were likely to face severe rights violations.
Gathering proof for asylum is hard from outside the country. Even when eligible, many Christian refugees are still unjustly denied amid the global asylum crisis. And if accepted, life in the system brings little health care, education, or work.
They're in a situation where they don't know when it's going to end, and it can be very wearing.
Pray for Iranian believers seeking a safe home. Learn more at missionnews.org. Finally, most gospel mobilization in Bangladesh is done by Bengali Christians, but Unknown Nations now has a short-term team in the country, vision casting, praying, and supporting local and Muslim-born believers. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
"Bangladesh is one of the most challenging countries in the world for a number of reasons. One, it has the largest of 160 million people. There's one nation or people group that is the largest in the world called the Bengali Sheikh of over 135 million people that are still in the zero percentile Christians.
The country is not welcoming of Westerners, and rejection of Islam leads to persecution.
The greatest form of persecution is from the nuclear family. So think of your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents totally rejecting you because of your decision to follow Jesus. That's the persecution that takes place in Bangladesh on a daily basis.
Please pray that believers in Bangladesh will be ministered to by their visitors. Pray that the Bengali Sheikh people will be reached with the gospel and for the Rohingya people dealing with the largest refugee crisis in the world. Learn more at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.